Now, the Lord here, beginning with verse 9, we have the meaning and the message. That is, why is God going to judge and has he judged this city? Well, they've had the word of God, which other cities have not had. They haven't been judged as severely as Jerusalem has either. The responsibility is measured by the light that you have, the privileges that God gives you. So beginning here at verse 9, he says, "Stay yourselves and wonder, cry ye out and cry. They're drunken, but not with wine. They stagger not with strong drink." Why? Because, verse 10, "For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep. Closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, hath he covered." Now I want you to look here at a remarkable passage of Scripture. And this is so much up to date. We said that Isaiah is the prophet of the commonplace. And this will fit right down today in our contemporary culture. Let me tell you, did God actually make them sleepy? How did he do it? Well, this is the way he did it. He kept giving them light. And as he gave them light, they would not accept it. They could not see it. That revealed that they were blind. Now, if he hadn't given light to them, why, you would know whether they were blind or not. And that's the way that he puts them to sleep. That's the way that he reveals that people are blind today. Now, listen to verse 11. "And the vision of all has become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed." Now, will you listen to this just a moment? And this is very much up to date. Have you ever heard anyone say, I've heard seminary professors say this. I've heard ministers say this. Well, you know, the book of Revelation is a sealed book. Nobody can understand it. Well, that's what they said in Isaiah's day about Isaiah's prophecies and about all the prophecies they had at that time. They had the word of God. And they said, well, after all, you can't understand it. My friend, they didn't want to understand it. Verse 12, "And the book is delivered to him that's not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I'm not learned." And somebody gives the excuse today, well, I'm busy. I'm a Christian, and I really want to live the Christian life. But that five-year program, that's way out. I can't give that kind of time to the Word of God, you see. Well, all kinds of excuses are made today by Christians because of their ignorance of the Word of God. And let me come back to the book of Revelation. That's a book that it's said of it, it's not sealed. In fact, Revelation is the Greek word apocalypse, and that means unveiled. God took the seal off of that so you can understand this. And in one sense, the book of Revelation is probably the simplest book in the Bible. Now, that means you must have 65 books underneath it that you've looked over before you come to it, because it's the last book of the Bible, and you don't begin with it as some people do, but you take it up last. And when you do, you'll find out it's the simplest book in the Bible. We'll see that when we get to it. No book is so organized. It, to me, was the easiest book in the Bible to outline. I had trouble with some of the small books. No trouble with Revelation. It outlines itself. It's a book that I think is as clear as the noonday sun. And all this nonsense that, well, you know, it's symbolic and it's a sealed book and we're not supposed to understand it. That's what they were saying in Isaiah's day. And God says, I'll judge you for that because I've given you light and you will not open your eyes. You're blinded to the light that I've given you. And that is the thing that God says to us today regarding Revelation. Listen to this. Revelation 1:3. "Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." And then again in Revelation 22:10, "And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand." It's not a sealed book.